Fenzo, yes, I mean a boys band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, 121. Carney Show, here we go. Tom Green coming up in a bit, but time for some music and stuff. Slam and Sammy Sounds, Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward. Here in town, joining us, fighting the good fight out there, in here, doing something. How are you?
I'm good. It seems like you're so far away over there.
Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
Doesn't anybody really care?
Well, Carol King, call back. Thank you. Thank you very much. Karaoke night. So let's talk Play It Forward for a moment. What's going on with you guys?
Good stuff. So, of course, we're going next Wednesday to deliver the drums. The school is excited. The administrators, the teacher is just crying every time I speak with him.
Yeah.
And I really want to stress how valuable and how amazing this is and that the Kearney Kids Foundation stepped in. Not only does this bless the school for the rest of this year and all the hard work that these children have done all year, next year and the next year and the next year. And these kids have to have a grade point average to be considered into the drum corps. So their academic studies are very well. And this is something else that they get to do. And when we met them, they were playing on buckets. So we've gone from buckets to brass just with a collaboration of Play It Forward, Kearney Kids, you, me, the team, the public. And we should feel pretty good about that. I do.
And we'll give a shout out to Kara, who was the one that put the pressure on and said, come on, step up.
She kind of did. She made her mark and then she's gone. We miss her.
So we did. Oh, she's still around. She's lurking in the shadows.
She's probably listening.
Oh, she's lurking. So now that that is accomplished, what are you looking for and who are you looking for?
Well, we're really going to launch over this summer our rental program. I just think it's great. They can get a hold of Play It Forward, and we can rent a child an instrument via the program, or you can via the program. $23, $26 a month will provide a violin, a trumpet, a clarinet, something. So that's something that we're really working on. We really, really need violins. Those are in high demand right now. And I just spoke with Kay Harrelson, and she's in charge of all the St. Louis public schools. And she just sent out my email to all her teachers. So I'll start getting their wish list requests in for the summer.
Oh, my.
Oh, and this is where I really actually start to lose sleep. I try and tell them, give me your top priority down to your wish you could have.
Right.
And then we kind of, but that'll give us a really good idea of what we're up against for next year.
We'll rise to the challenge. Well, you'll rise to the challenge.
We'll get it done. We'll figure something out. And of course, we're going to be with the School of Rock Kids at the pageant on May 31st. Mm-hmm. It's a great fundraiser for Play It Forward. They invited us last year. And School of Rock also just added both of their locations for a drop-off location for Play It Forward. So if you have that old instrument laying around the house that you are no longer going to aspire to be a rock star, let another child have that aspiration.
You still taking pianos?
Really kind of a sore subject.
I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah. I wish we could do pianos.
Electric pianos are nice.
Keyboards are really nice. Keyboards
there
are
you go.
Especially the 88-key keyboards are in high demand. Nobody wants to lug a piano around. Thank you, St. Louis, for offering up, 10,000 of them.
PlayItForwardSTL.org, right?
Yes, it is.
Right. All right, let's get on to some music. And you always turn us on to some area sounds. And who, pray tell, is on the docket today?
It's kind of fun stuff. A local band called Defeated Country. This is going to be off their new album that's going to be released in the fall. But they're releasing the cover called Irene Goodnight at Foam on May 15th, 9 p.m. A couple other bands, Frontal Lobe and the Frog Lights, will also be on that bill. You can find them on Facebook. And this is a great track called Irene Goodnight.
Good night.
That's actually me. That's not them singing there. So they're going, hey, I don't remember that vocal track. If I'm not mistaken, that one goes back. That goes back a ways. That was like from the 40s. I want to say it was the Weavers. Don't quote me. Josh is looking it up, dying to prove me wrong.
Oh,
am I right?
Yeah.
Yep. What yes. year?
41,
42, something like that.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Kind of cool, though, that, you know, bands around today are going back to that old songbook, playing those really old tunes like that.
I like pretty that cool. kind of stuff. I like Defeated Country. I think they're a great band. They're local, and that's what we do here.
May 15th at Foam. Where's Foam? Do you know?
God, where is Foam? I'm going to say Locust.
You used to know where all the clubs were.
I know. When I was younger, it was so much fun.
Ah, back in the day. Samantha Fisher with us from Play It Forward, also turning us on to some sounds. That's why we call it the Music Club. We can get one more in. What do you got in store now?
Great band, again, out of St. Louis called North of the Quarter. You're familiar with these guys, aren't you?
Mmm.
Okay.
Foam is Jefferson and Cherokee, okay. I want to say.
All right.
Oh, sure. I was a little off.
The Weavers, 1950.
Oh, 1950.
And Foam, right outside of Foam, is where that big Indian is.
Right. Native American.
Native American.
Carving. Yes.
Yes.
There you go. That's where even now.
Go on, Sam.
North of the Quarter. No,
North of the Quarter.
I don't think I know who that is.
I met Toby a few years ago, and he'd just follow us on MySpace, I think, even at the time, and came up to the pub I was working at and gave Play It Forward a huge stack of drumsticks. And him and I just got back in touch on the airways, and I go, yeah, send me a track. So they will be on May 2nd between 2:30 and 4 at the Microfest this year. It's the 20th anniversary of the world's largest outdoor beer festival. Are you going to that?
No, I'm not a beer guy.
You're kind of a wine guy, aren't you?
Yeah, beer. Sorry.
Yeah, me either.
But it's a good festival.
It's a great festival, and you can check out more at stlmicrofest.org with all the information. The St. Louis Microfest is at 1 Theater Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63112.
So they moved it. It used to be at the bottom of Art Hill, so now they moved it over by the Muni.
Yes.
The lower lot?
It's definitely moved over by the parking lot of the Muni, yeah. North of the Quarter, this is a great track called Cabbage Alley.
All right, we'll go out with that. Well done, Sam. Always good to talk to you. And violins, folks, musical donations, monetary donations, so we can pick those up also. We got violins in disrepair that need to be fixed. That costs money, too. Play It Forward, SDL.org. Thank you, Sam. And we go out in the Music Club from North of the Quarter.